USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A budget deal is headed to the president's desk after passage by the Senate.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
A number of Republicans did express concern about soaring deficits and debt, including Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott.
You know, the GAO said that we spent $150 billion in improper payments last year, and everybody seems to be okay with that. And right now, no one's worried about the deficit and the debt. There's a day of reckoning with this.
President Trump is planning to impose an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods. On Twitter today, the president said that the Chinese president has failed to hold up his end of the promise to stop the sale of fentanyl in the United States, and many Americans continue to die. The tariffs will go into effect on September 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Trump administration steps up their sanctions campaign against Iran by putting financial sanctions on Iran's foreign minister. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells Fox Business that they will do what they need to do to change Iran's behavior.
We've frozen any assets he has in the United States. We've restricted his activities and those of people who do business with him. And it sends a signal that we consider Javad Zarif, the foreign minister, an illegitimate spokesman for Iran.
Police and prosecutors in Baltimore announcing results of a recent crackdown on violent crime in the city. U.S. Attorney Robert Hur listing off some of the results.
During the investigation, law enforcement seized 9 guns, more than 14 kilograms of cocaine, about 4.5 kilograms of heroin, and 479 grams of fentanyl, which is enough to kill over 200,000 people.
The attorney also took a minute to note that he's proud to work in Baltimore. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden claims he's feeling pretty good after last night's presidential debate.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at how much their incoming was about Barack, about the president. You know, it kind of surprised me, the degree of the criticism.
Biden also accused the president of turning things upside down in the past couple years and criticized rivals for going back 20 or 30 years to find things to attack him on. A grand jury has not yet heard the manslaughter case against the dad whose twin babies died after he left them in a hot car all day. Juan Rodriguez appeared in a Bronx criminal court for a brief hearing in which prosecutors told a judge that there has been no grand jury action taken at this time. Rodriguez is out on $100,000 bail and remains charged with 2 counts of manslaughter and 2 counts of criminally negligent homicide. KidsInCars.org director Amber Rollins shares with Fox News some tips on how you can prevent these sorts of tragedies.
So a lot of times these tragedies happen when there's a miscommunication between 2 parents or 2 adults. And so you want to literally verbally announce who is getting each child out of the vehicle. And then you also want to do that look before you lock and check once everybody's out to make sure. If your child goes to any type of child care facility, home daycare, if you take them to grandma to watch them, you know, during the day, mm-hmm. you want to make a policy with that person that they would call you immediately if your child didn't show up as planned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.